From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this is the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Wednesday morning to all of you. Welcome here to X's and Bros on this 30th day of March 2021. Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids to Detroit. We welcome you here to X's and Bros. Danica Haitland, Ryan Elke in the Motor City studio. Anthony Bellino, company from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 until 9. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Our Auto Valley, or pardon me, the Meijer Supercenter guest line. You see how, you know, you say something long enough, it'll get caught in your head. The Meijer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience on both BCSN and on Comcast Channel 900. If you miss any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Find us individually on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. I am at AEC Bellino. You can listen online all the time. MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Gentlemen, Dan, Ryan, good morning to both of you. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. No, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Your basketball team plays this evening.
It's the only reason I remembered that it was Tuesday.
And there's somebody jumped up into first place last night after two more of his teams won.
Who would that be?
That'd be me.
Celebrate it. Celebrate it, Dan.
I'm
here to celebrate with you.
Almost the 98th percentile, 97.8. That's pretty good.
I can't believe I thought today was Wednesday.
You're dreaming. Are you trying to get to the weekend? Or are you already imagining your team in the Final Four?
I don't know. It was late last night.
You did not stay up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I made it till 11:45.
I made it till it was about 13 to 2, which was pretty quickly. And then I woke up at 1:30. I was like, oh, how'd the game end?
And that's that.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, well, that's...
That's happens when you do 10 o'clock tip-offs during the week, NCAA.
It makes no sense. It truly doesn't. They could easily do 6 and 8. They could do 6 and 8 and not... And tonight, I might understand it a little bit.
It doesn't even... It could be 7 and 9. 9 o'clock's not terrible. 9:57 is ridiculous.
Awful. And then it gets pushed back to 10:12 because whatever reason. You know, like, that's really... The other issue to all of this as well. It's like they got to sanitize, they're going to hose down the court or do whatever they're doing, which is fine. But at the same time, it's like, guys, eventually we got to play this game. And the game is being played in Indianapolis. So it's not as if, you know, we're going out to the West Coast in local time. Like, it's late for them, too. I get that.
But aren't they still in separate arenas still? Like, they don't come together until Saturday.
Well, you have... You know what, I don't know. Do they base the warm-ups off of... Are they basing the warm-ups, like, off of when the other game ends? Not as if they're playing in the same arena? There's no way.
Probably.
That's ridiculous. Tip it off. Let's go. The whole thing, though, has just been... It's a lot of fun. But for Baylor to beat Arkansas last night, 81-72, Houston in a little bit of a snoozer there for a while against Oregon State. That first half was difficult to watch.
Okay, no, both were at Lucas Oil Stadium last night.
Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense if they were, you know, because that's the whole reason why they're taking so long between games. Lucas Oil South, right? Is that what they're calling it, Lucas Oil South? Like we care?
What, is there a north and a south court?
The court isn't in midcourt, and that's what matters. It shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be played in a football arena anyways, a football stadium. But that's just a personal beef that I have with college basketball. I like the fact that it was played at Hinkle Fieldhouse. I like the fact that they went to Assembly Hall. I like the fact that they play in college gyms. Right? I know that we want to pack as many people in there as possible, but there isn't anybody there, so... By the way, I got offered tonight. I got a text that said courtside tonight, Michigan UCLA. You trying to go? And I said, well, how courtside are we talking? Because if it's on the floor, I'm in, and I'll just stay up and do tomorrow's show, because it's a 3 hour drive to Indy, roughly three and a half.
Just bring your iPad, bring your microphone, just do it from Indy.
No, everybody else has to work tomorrow too. We just drive back.
Do the show from your hotel room. Who cares?
Oh, we're not getting a hotel. We're talking about. Oh,
you're not actually doing this, are you?
Well, do it. When I said it was like how court, like if we're talking on the floor courtside, like yeah, I'm not missing this game. Like we're going. Meet me here at my house. I'll drive from here. Like let's go. Sends me a picture. Section 136. It's like behind the basket in what looks like on the graph. It's like baseline. Then you have like that big space of just that dead space there. And then I'm like, dude, I could be closer watching it at home. But if it would have been on the court,
still, absolutely. Don't you want to be there for another, like, net cut down?
Not to be that far away from it. Like I said, I mean, if we were on the floor, if we were actually courtside, yes, I would go.
But you're gonna be like one of like eight people to be in attendance of the game.
Would be cool.
It's something special in its own right, even if courtside is 20 rows up in this aspect.
Got to be even further than that. But you can't, I don't know, based on the graphic, wherever section 136 is, just to the right of the hoop, you won't even get a good visual of the game. You know, if we're going to do that, we might as well sit mid-court and sit in the second tier of seats so at least we can see what's going on. You know what I mean? I don't want the hoop in my way. It's ridiculous.
Do it.
But, nah.
Do it.
Not for that.
Do it.
Not for that.
Dan and I will peer pressure you into doing it.
Oh, you're not gonna peer pressure me in anything. It won't be, yeah. Like there's nothing.
Okay, you just don't want to. You're just scared that your team won't win tonight.
I mean, that ain't gonna work either. And nothing to do with me.
A fan. Okay, we get it. You're just not you're not a fan. Okay,
not a fan. If I got to bring binoculars to a game, it's you know what though.
Binoculars are in the lower row.
For me, it's like going to the big house. Like I don't want to sit in that crowd. I'm just one of those people. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, the big house, I'm kind of spoiled. And the first time I ever went there, I was working the sideline. So it's like, okay, well, I don't want to come here for a game ever. Like Michigan's like, I don't want to be 80 rows up. Like I'm spoiled now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You don't. And once you hit the sideline, like that's
right.
That's that. You don't want to do it, and I'm perfectly fine with it. I have zero issue with it whatsoever. Like if you are a big time fan, and you go to every game. God bless you. No problem there whatsoever. I know you didn't even sneeze, but God bless you. We appreciate you being there.
We're also going to put this on the poll.
Whether
or not you should go.
Who?
You.
Oh, I didn't care what anybody says. They could vote it 200% to none. Trust me. Like I said. If it was actually courtside and we were sitting there on the opposite side of the benches with our feet on the hardwood, I'm there. And you're going to witness me on television hooting and hollering the entire night.
No, go. We want to hear you doing your PA announcing from the stands.
Negative. You wouldn't be able to hear me. I'd be so far away.
At
courtside. That's not courtside. It's literally halfway up a section in a football stadium. Like, what are we doing with courtside? That's how far away it is. Even if you're in the front row of section 136, you're so far away from the court, you won't be able to see anything. The stanchion's going to be in the way. I don't like stanchions in the way. Sit me mid-court, cross from Juwan, so we can have a moment. Like that's what I want to do, not this other stuff. All right, we'll step aside when we return. We'll get into the more of the NCAA tournament from last night. A little Elite Eight recap from day number one. Kyle Barlow will join us on the NCAA tournament. We're talking about the Pistons. Welcome to Detroit, Hamadou Diallo. Love that guy. John Wagner will join us on a plethora of topics, including a little MLB as well. All that and more coming up this morning here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM makes March matchups even more exciting with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today for a chance to win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on any college tournament game and a three-point shot is made in any game that day, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience the college hoopla like never before with a king of sportsbooks, innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if any college team hits a three-point shot. That's as easy as it gets, folks. BetMGM is the place to bet with confidence on your favorite sports all year long. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older to wager. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey, the Easter basket's ready.
Why is there ham in the Easter basket?
It's cooked spiral sliced half ham, actually. I got them at Meijer for just 83 cents per pound with a limit of two. Who wouldn't want ham in their Easter basket?
What about the toys?
Oh, right, the toys.
I found so many great toys in the Easter toy book at Meijer.com. I just ordered some with Meijer Home Delivery for only a $4.95 delivery fee.
Delicious ham and fun new toys. What more could you ask for?
Fill your baskets this Easter at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City studio on this Tuesday morning. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN. Not a Kings fan, but a big fan. Kings have won five straight. Rashawn Holmes averaging 18. Oh, not a Kings fan, but a BG fan. That makes sense because Rashawn Holmes went to BG. Averaging 18.2, 12.2, and 1.6 during the streak. I believe the only MAC player in the NBA, 37th overall pick in 2015. This is correct. He went to the Philadelphia 76ers to begin his career. NBA draft.
There's only one MAC player?
I think so. I honestly think that there's only one player out of the MAC. And Rashawn, as a big-bodied, thinner-framed power forward, was just a superb athlete. Superb athlete.
That's very surprising to me.
Yeah, considering it's a league that produced guys like Bonzi Wells and
Wally's
World.
I was just thinking, like, there's got to be some backup point guard that went somewhere in the MAC. I guess not.
No, that league is a tough nut to crack, especially with, you know, all the internationals playing the game and the way international scouting is done. We have more Euro players, more African-born players than ever before, and it's a competitive league, man. It's a competitive league. Speaking of the MAC, one thing we'll get into a little bit tomorrow because it's happening on both sides. We'll touch on it a little bit with Kyle Barlow. We had a couple guys enter the transfer portal within our affiliate reach, one of which was in East Lansing with Rocket Watts. We can get Ryan's reaction to that, too. I figured, you know what, hey, you know, we'll mention it. We'll take a day to kind of like digest it, see where we're at, and then we'll run with it on Wednesday. And then the Mid-American Conference, reigning Mid-American Conference Player of the Year, Marion Jackson. So I had said yesterday that for Marion, this needed to happen. This is something that I've talked about, I think, here. I've been pretty vocal about it with the way that the open transfer eligibility is. Like, you have to be able, if you'd like to. Now, for Marjan, he's a guy that did the, you know, he probed NBA scouts and, you know, went to, I don't know where he went to work out, but he decided that he was going to come back for his senior year this year. But he took a look and wanted to enter his name and see where he fits in amongst NBA players. Okay, that's fair. You're trying to realize a lifelong dream and aspiration, and you're pretty close. I mean, you're your conference player of the year. Like, you're pretty close. With the free year of eligibility and the fact that he can transfer as a grad transfer too, so he was good either way. You know, I've been saying this for months. Like, don't go play overseas. Like, I don't think there's any reason to come back to Toledo. I think what you do is you head out and test the waters and see if there is a high major Power 5 program that needs a point guard. See if you can get on one of those teams and see what you can do from there to try to improve your stock. It only makes sense, right? And if you're Rocket Watts, who just entered the transfer portal yesterday, Watts is the first undergraduate player to transfer from MSU since 2016. You can see it on your screen right now. For Rocket Watts, I don't know exactly why this happened. I know that a lot of people yesterday were talking. I thought when he released his graphic image statement, whatever that was, the Michigan State response was great. I mean, a lot of people came right out and said, hey, you know, happy for you. Thank you. You know, our guy DK said, hey, let's sit back. Let's remember the good things that happened, and the good that he did here at this program. Whereas on the other side of things, in Ann Arbor, Giles Jackson entered his name into the transfer portal from the University of Michigan on the football side of things, and football fans are going wild over it. So it's like there's a lot of different viewpoints that you can have. We don't know the full story. The Rocket Watts thing, I just don't necessarily. It's kind of a head scratcher.
Gosh, I'm so glad I don't follow the. Who are these people that are going crazy about Giles Jackson leaving? Was he going to win the Heisman too?
Why would he leave? Where is he going to go? He doesn't want to compete. What's he doing? What's wrong with our football program? You got everything from blaming the kid to blaming the staff, blaming the football program. You had people talking about, like, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to worry about football. We're in the Elite Eight. Stop trying to ruin our Elite Eight experience with football.
Yeah, you should have waited until, like, at least Monday, Giles. Like, you could have been, you know, proud of your school.
I don't think that he cares. I don't think
he wants to go to a football school. That's what he wants to do.
More than likely, yeah. He knows that the best team on campus is at Chrysler. But yeah, it can be difficult at times, right? It can be difficult at times.
Well, and he did. He said it was like the toughest decision he's ever had to make. The headline or something. I saw that. So it's not like he was.
Why is the question?
Because they don't have a quarterback. Because they don't have a quarterback, Anthony.
No. Not Giles Jackson. I mean, Rocket Watts.
But they don't have a quarterback either.
I don't care who transfers right now. We're in the Elite Eight.
Yeah, Watts, I think Michigan State fans, though, yesterday, they acted the right way. And that was kind of nice to see.
Thank you for your service type of deal.
Right. Just thanks. Hey, this year didn't work out. Go be best somewhere else. Hopefully not the Big Ten. Just go have fun. But you see, like, this last year, just it didn't work. Something didn't mesh with you and Tom Izzo. That's fine.
And kind of odd after they had that moment, too, where he just kind of broke down. And it was interesting. Very, very interesting. Hey, by the way, Max got back to me on Izzo. So he said, well, you know, what's your schedule? You know, what days you thinking? I said, any day. We'll clear the slate for him. You kidding me? Did anyone watch the NASCAR race on dirt yesterday? I thought that was pretty cool. I actually just saw a highlight. They did a NASCAR race on dirt yesterday.
They did one last week at Bristol, and it was, it looked like it hadn't rained in about 6 months, so it was very, very dusty, like you couldn't even see the cars. But yesterday was actually pretty entertaining, because it looked, they definitely had, you know, hosed down the dirt, so it wasn't terrible.
What, is this something they normally do?
I mean, they do a couple. They do a couple street race, you know, a couple road courses, a couple dirt tracks.
Do they really? In NASCAR, they do dirt tracks now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once in a while. They're trying to switch it up, I think, because they've definitely done a couple more road courses than they normally do, too.
What, do they want to be Formula One?
No, they've just always done like two or three. You have Watkins Glen. It's a staple.
It's just like, I'm glad, you know, the Dell match play. It's just like the Dell match play. You know, they just throw in, like golf, they just throw in a match play once in a while.
Throw in a random tournament, like Dan's dream that the PGA Tour.
They should do more random stuff, personally, but yes.
What's the game you want, Pick Up Sticks?
No, Bingo Bango Bongo.
What's the one where you take the clubs out of the bag?
Oh, that's, well, I think they used to call it Death Match, but I can't remember. Yeah, I think it's called Pick Up Sticks now.
You can't say death match. What's the matter with you? Good to see Chris Webber speak Michigan basketball again. He must be releasing his book. Does he have a book coming out? C-Web? Or is that just one of those sarcasm type
Yeah,
of
I
deals?
Think that's sarcasm.
Yeah, that's what I thought. If Phil Martelli walked in, I would sign. I waited on the. I saw this come up yesterday when we were talking about Juwan Howard in Michigan. I'm not going to allow that kind of troll comment to upset me. Definitely not today, not with today's game, or tonight's game, I should say, in about 14 hours in change.
Patrick Ewing, Penny Hardaway, hours. Mike Woodson, Juwan Howard walk into a room.
How bad was Mike Woodson's press conference yesterday?
I didn't watch a single second.
Oh, I got something for you saved up. Oh, it's special.
Was it as good as Kim Mulkey's press conference?
Bro, okay, so I didn't see that one. Mike Woodson, like, this is, you want to talk about, you remember when Juwan Howard had his press conference and all the guys in Detroit radio were dogging him, said, congratulations, you won the press conference. This is the opposite of that. This is what happens when you don't win the presser. We'll get into that as well. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Barlow joins us next on the NCAA Tournament in College Hoops here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.